Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Do you know people who are on Facebook? People who think you're extreme might be your liberal niece or nephew. Well, you should know Facebook has asked them to turn you in. Whether you're on Facebook or not, what is Facebook doing? They're helping the government build dissident citizens lists for both watch list and no-fly list. Left-wing Politico and NBCNews.com sites told us all about it back in March, which led to people's shock on Thursday when they got the first messages. They came in two versions. The first message from Facebook to its users said, "Are you concerned that someone you know is becoming an extremist? Others in your situation have received confidential help, and there's a link where you can turn them in." Another version of the message that went out on Facebook says, "Jennifer, you may have been exposed to harmful extremist content recently. Violent groups try to manipulate your anger and disappointment. You can take action now to protect yourself and others." And it gives you a list of signs and says, "Spot the signs, understand the dangers of extremism, and hear from people who escaped violent groups." The message is clear. If you know someone who's extreme, and you notice here in how these are written, it doesn't say if you know someone who's extreme on Facebook. It's if you know someone who's extreme, period, to turn them in. Seek confidential help. Listeners sent me messages over the weekend after getting these saying, "Oh, I'm going to turn over my, you know, somebody from Antifa." No, you can't turn over anybody from Antifa. That's not what they want. In fact, they make it clear. They only want people who are right wing, nobody else. If you're part of Black Lives Matter or Antifa, if you were part of injuring or killing more than two dozen officers this summer, if you did over $2 billion worth of damage burning buildings to the ground, they don't want to talk to you. You're cool. Keep it up. Thumbs up. No, they're only interested in you turning in right wing people, you know. They make this clear. The message from Facebook goes to a link that talks only about, quote, far-right extremism, unquote, and white supremacy, and says they're the greatest domestic terror threats facing the United States. The link goes to a page of the group called Life After Hate. They only help so-called right-wingers leave groups. There's nothing in here about left-wingers. They don't want to hear from you if you know a potentially extremist left-winger. In fact, they even say Life After Hate is committed to helping people leave the violent far right to connect with humanity and lead compassionate lives, which I can only assume involves beating people you disagree with if you're, you know, a compassionate life, if you're Antifa or Black Lives Matter. But if you're a right winger, you need to go. Okay, what's going on here? To understand, you've got to go back to January. When Democrat Representative Benny Thompson, the chairman of the House Committee on Homeland Security, first called on the TSA and the FBI to begin putting right-wing extremists, including those who were there on January 6th, not even the violent ones who were like, you know, broke in the building, just you were there, on no-fly lists and blocking them from boarding planes. He even suggested Ted Cruz ought to be on the list. You know, the U.S. senator. The week after January 6th, a top FBI official, according to Politico, said the Bureau was actively looking at adding the names of the Capitol participants to the no-fly list. Then came the Department of Homeland Security, telling Politico on the 23rd of March, in this article, DHS looking at tracking travel of domestic extremists, that they want to expand the no-fly list and the monitoring lists to put people's names on them who might be extremists. Not those who might be violent or who have criminal histories of violence. No, those turned in for so-called extremism. This, Politico reported, was part of the Biden administration's strategy of treating domestic terror as a national security threat. It's also part, they say, of broader conversations about in government about how to use tools developed for the global war on terror to combat domestic extremism. Again, notice there's no violence there, just extremism. What's extremism? Anything that doesn't come from CNN or fit a narrative put out by CNN, The Washington Post, or New York Times that has proven over the last 4 years to be a total and complete lie. And just like that, 3 months after the Department of Homeland Security announced it would be partnering with private companies because it couldn't do this stuff legally itself, voila, there it is, Facebook putting a message out. Turn your extremist friends and family members in.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now think about this for a minute. Suppose you're a genuinely good person, but you think the news on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, Washington Post is real. And many people do. Good-hearted people. People who have no idea they've gotten every major political story of the last 4 years dead wrong. Or that they flat out lie. People who've never watched a day of Fox News or listened to talk radio. People who've been weaponized with ignorance and think their worldview is real rather than based on a series of lies. They are the extremists. We are the ones who've gotten it right. story after story, day after day, for 4 years. No, Hunter Biden's laptop is not Russian disinformation. No, Trump did not collude with Russia. No, there's no proof that Russia hacked the DNC server or any other server, much less the election. Say that kind of stuff, stuff that's common knowledge and totally factual, to talk radio listeners or Fox News, to someone who only gets their news from the New York Times and CNN, and you'll sound nuts, like an extremist. Question the origins of COVID or whether the vaccine has done grievous harm to people, killing many, injuring many more. And they'll think you're nuts. But the reality is, you get real news. That's what makes you sound nuts to people who don't. What do they want to do with this information, according to Politico? They want to begin analyzing the travel patterns of suspected domestic extremists. Again, notice, that's not terrorist or violent criminal. There's no violence mentioned. It's only what you believe that makes you an extremist. They want to monitor flights these people book on short notice, search their luggage for weapons, and even, here it goes, restrict their travel. What might this look like in the early stages? Total harassment if you want to move internally within the country. My friend Presley Stutz underwent it. He's really well known here in Greenville County. You could Google him. He'll come right up. He's our Tea Party chairman. He's run for GOP party chairman. He actually went to the Capitol on January 6th. He never entered it. And he saw vans and buses of black-clad individuals being systematically dropped off. Individuals who would later get rowdy, push and shove their way into the Capitol. He called our congressman about it and told him, our congressman turned around and called the FBI and said they should look into these groups. Who were these people? And set up a meeting between Presley and the FBI. Now, Presley travels regularly for his business. After his meeting with the FBI, in which they asked him questions about his politics and seemed completely disinterested in the black-flagged individuals, he tried to fly again. That's when all hell broke loose. Every time he tries to fly now, he is completely harassed, his luggage torn apart, dusted with powder to find explosives, put spread eagled on the floor and grilled for hours. This doesn't happen one time. It happens at every gate, even if he's only going gate to gate internally, like for a transfer. It's very difficult for him to fly for business now or get anywhere. He's got to show up hours before he flies, and he'll often miss his flights in between because once he goes through one gate, he's got to go through it again. A TSA group leader he questioned about this flat out told him he was on the list now because he'd been in the Capitol on January 6th. Even though he's not accused of violence, has never been charged with anything, didn't enter the Capitol building. Just being there was enough.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let me ask you a question, folks. if things go downhill in this country and people want to protest, can they? Can they show up in their capital to peacefully protest if this is the punishment? They won't. They won't protest. They won't fight back at all. At least that's what the federal government is counting on. And that is why Facebook is asking you to turn in people you know who are extremists. If the government goes after them based on their post, social media post, they'll be on murky legal footing. But if family members or friends or neighbors turn them in out of concern, well, the government's on much stronger legal ground. That's what this is all about. Why is this happening? Because the left knows as their agenda gets more radical, the protests will get more widespread. And they'll come to involve people like mayors and governors, nullifying the unconstitutional and radical things the left does, as we were instructed to do by our founding fathers. They know they have to begin to extract an extreme price, even for protest, in order to combat the public being treated to the image of millions, tens of millions of peaceful, pissed off Americans showing up at the Capitol, not to hurt anyone, but to make their voices heard. They've got to make sure no one dares come, no one dare peacefully protest, or they might never fly peacefully again. It's the only card they have, because they know as their agenda gets more radical, the anger will build out there. This crackdown is in anticipation of that.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.